We'd also like to welcome all of those who are listening to this evening's presentation on EAA Radio. You can hear that on AM 1210 and FM 93.3. And also welcome everyone who's listening on the internet, on our live stream on EAA's official website, eaa.org. So welcome to our listeners around the world. And also for those folks who are listening at home, we'd like to let you know that we also have a live video stream coming from Theater in the Woods this evening. So for the very first time, we've been able to do that. So we're trying to bring the spirit and flavor of AirVenture to those who can't be with us. So we're welcoming everyone who's not here in person tonight, but either listening or watching along through the internet. Next up, we'll be bringing out EAA's chairman, Tom Poberesny. Of course, leading an organization like EAA gives you an opportunity to recognize some of the outstanding people who make our organization so special. Awarded since 1980, the President's Awards provide Tom an opportunity to personally acknowledge members whose participation and contributions represent the essence of EAA. So please join me in welcoming our chairman, Tom Poberesny.
Good evening. This is a very special night because it provides me an opportunity to recognize individuals who have made on a year-round basis, not just at AirVenture Oshkosh, significant contributions to your organization. It's been a challenging year, to say the least, in terms of the weather and the rain, and the rain, the weather, and if I hear one more water joke, I'm going to go crazy, I think I'll... But it's been also an exciting year because it's brought everybody together. As I say, the President's Awards are an opportunity to recognize individuals making valuable contributions to the organization. It's a difficult choice to make, because there's so many wonderful people in this organization who do so much for all of us to promote flying. And I'd like to have the first award brought up here, please. As you know, EAA is a very diverse organization with a broad spectrum of interests. And one of our major focuses is aerobatics, the aerobatic community. We have wonderful airshow performers who perform each year at Oshkosh who are ambassadors to flight. Our International Aerobatic Division provides educational opportunities in the competitive aerobatic field, but more importantly in terms of safety and unusual attitude flying. This year, I'd like to present my first President's Award recognition to Doug Bartlett. Doug, would you come out? Doug is the IAC president. I want to highlight a little bit of Doug's background. Doug, would you come out and join me?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Doug has been at EAA and IRC for a long time, but Doug was expecting to become president of IAC, but unfortunately became president a little sooner than expected because of the unfortunate loss of Vicky Cruz. But Doug has stepped forward and has brought tremendous organizational skills, but more importantly, an integrated approach of being really involved. Doug has gone to a number of competitions this year, has organized the association in a way that they want to reach out beyond the aerobatic community, the competition aerobatic community, to the enthusiast community, which I think is an outstanding opportunity to bring more people into aviation and to enter the world of wonderful world of aerobatics. So Doug, I want to present this award to you in recognition of your leadership, your dedication, and your involvement. You've made tremendous contributions to IAC. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the opportunity to serve the IAC and, of course, the EAA. As Thomas said, we're aerobatic enthusiasts, and I would encourage anybody who wants to come out and experience the excitement of aerobatics in any way, whether to be a volunteer or to be a pilot or just the knowledge. Please come join us, and we'd love to share our knowledge and share our enthusiasm with you. Good evening.
EAA is truly an international organization, and as a result of technology and the transportation systems we enjoy, the world is shrinking and our global presence is becoming greater. But it still comes down to the aspect of people making building relationships with people. And the next award I'm going to present is to an individual who is here at Oshkosh every year, has promoted EAA in Europe, has represented us at events across the continent of Europe, especially at Friedrichshafen, and has been a good friend to EAA, but more importantly, passionate about membership on an international basis, especially in Europe. I'd like to present the next award to Peter Raab, from Germany, Peter Raab. Let's welcome Peter.
Thank you very much.
Peter, how many years have you been coming to Oshkosh now?
26 years.
26 years. But it's not just his visits here to Oshkosh and his role with the international visitors and bringing friends from Europe and from the German from Germany here. But more importantly, when we go to Europe, he has been an outstanding representative of EAA in Europe at Friedrichshafen and many other events around the country, and has made EAA ears feel welcome all throughout the continent. And we thank you very much. Peter, please say a few words.
Thank you very much for all what we can see here in Oshkosh and the long time. And I say every time, this is the biggest family of the world. Thank you.
EA is a family organization. Many of you have brought your children, your grandchildren, nieces, aunts, uncles, and you've also developed friendships that have become family. But tonight I'm pleased to present a President's Award to two brothers separately. The commonality is they've come from a flying family. The commonality is their passion for aviation. The commonality is their involvement in EAA. But they're two individuals with separate personalities that have brought tremendous value to the organization. The first award I'm going to present is to a gentleman who has served on your board of directors for a number of years and has been instrumental in establishing the direction for this organization. Over the last couple of years, we've had significant debate within the board, within the leadership, in terms of the right mission, the right focus, the right direction, and how we communicate it. And Rand Siegfried has been an integral part of that, ensuring that we maintain our culture of family, high standards, while reaching out and growing the organization. I'm pleased to present the next President's Award to Rand Siegfried. Rand. Now, one thing I want to say about Rand. Rand lives in California, though he's from Chicago. And I have to tell you, what you see here is what you see when he comes in January or April or July. And that takes a lot of guts in that cold weather. But Rand, seriously. The work that you did in helping us to focus on how we communicate who we are, to maintain the culture, and yet be in a position to move forward has been much appreciated. Thank you for your leadership.
Well, this organization has been founded by zillions of volunteers and members based on one thing, and that's his participation. And all I'm doing is helping to participate, and I just feel very happy to do it. And also, if we look outside, everybody else is participating as well, and that's what we're all about.
The next award, as I said, is going to be presented to another Siegfried. This gentleman has been an integral part of the Warbird community and has brought valued leadership to the organization. And if you've been to the Warbird area, you'll see the significant improvements in terms of Warbird Alley, expansion of the facilities, and creating an ambiance that preserves these venerable airplanes, but more importantly, the heritage of the military and the service of veterans to this country. Rick Siegfried has an outstanding style in terms of engagement, leadership, and passion for flight. His contributions to the Warbird community especially have enhanced the value of their activities, not only at Oshkosh, but on a year-round basis. I'm pleased to present the next President's Award to Rick Siegfried.
Okay, well, thank you very much for all coming out this evening. And, you know, it's really wonderful. I think this organization has built one of the best sandboxes in the world. And I'm just so privileged to come here and share the sandbox with all of you. And let's keep coming back every year and live Oshkosh 365 days a year. So it's fun. And Warbirds are great. Come on down and see our new venue.
This was going to be the end of the President's Award presentation, but I wanted to present a special one as a surprise. So this individual thinks there's four being presented, but there's actually five. How many of you have been coming to the Theater in the Woods year after year? Raise your hands. A number of them. We have outstanding programs. It's been great entertainment, wonderful education, and meeting people that only you could meet at Oshkosh. The Theater in the Woods has become part of the ambiance and the culture of this organization. It is being presented to you by many wonderful volunteers, but the Schaller family have been the core of this. And the core of that has been Judy Miller. Judy Miller has worked hard for over decades to present these outstanding programs year after year after year. So let's bring out Judy Miller to thank her for this and present a President's Award. She's on her way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 1/4, 1 1/8, 1, 7/8. Here she comes, Judy Miller. Let's give her. Let's all stand up and thank Judy for what she's done for Theater in the Woods.
Thank you so much, Tom, but nobody will believe it, but I'm speechless.
Whoa!
You will never believe that. Thank you so much. And thanks to Mom and Dad.
Many of you here tonight knew Dorothy Hilbert. And at this time, I'd like to have Buck Hilbert join me on stage. Buck. Dorothy Hilbert epitomized volunteerism and participation here at Oshkosh. She was here every year, here early, stayed late, and represented the essence of this organization for decades. We've lost Dorothy, but we've not lost the spirit of volunteerism, the spirit of friendship. And Buck established this award in Dorothy's honor that we want to give each year to an individual who represents that spirit, that culture, and the legacy that Dorothy established. This year, I'm pleased to present to a volunteer who has been with us for over 30 years, who comes early, stays late, works with the volunteers, especially up in maintenance, and do a wonderful job of preparing this site for your visit. This year especially was a significant effort. I'm proud to present the Dorothy Hilbert Award to Donna Sisk. Donna.
This gal spent 35 years being a volunteer up here. Every year she's worked with the maintenance people, salt maintenance with Steve Taylor, before that with Vern. She organizes the volunteers, and this year she's been supervising more than 50 of our volunteers in salt maintenance. What a wonderful gal. As I said, 35 years of dedication to EAA and to you people out there.
People ask me why I keep coming back, and it's because of all you wonderful people that come back every year and work for me and with me, and I appreciate and love all of you. Thank you so much.
The last award I'm presenting tonight is EA's highest award. It's called the Freedom of Flight Award. And over the past number of years, it's been presented to a wide variety of individuals who have truly made an impact on aviation, on EA. We present one award a year. So it's very difficult to select the individual because there's so many worthy people to select for this recognition. And the individual we're recognizing this year defines high energy, defines excitement, defines passion, defines skill, defines ability, defines competitiveness. More importantly, he defines EAA. He's an individual who has supported the organization with his actions, with his excitement, and with promotion. Each and every one of you know who it is. Each and every one of you have seen him. Each and every one of you have been affected by his enthusiasm, but more importantly, you are amazed by his abilities. He does things with an airplane people didn't think was possible. The helicopter pass. The knife-edge ribbon cut. But more importantly, his enthusiasm on the ground, his support of our initiatives, his promotion of aviation, his engagement. I'm almost afraid to bring him out here because what he'll do is he'll get you too excited. But this year's presence or Freedom of Flight Award is presented to an individual who I'm proud to call a friend, who I'm proud to have represent EAA, and especially proud to have represent the aviation community globally and nationally, week after week after week across the country. That's air show performer, EA member, Sean D. Tucker.
Wow. Really, I just got to say, Tommy, thank you so much. And this has been my 18th year performing here. Let me stand by to put this down for a second. And Colleen and Tara is here. My wife of 33 years has put up with me so much. My team is here. Thank you, teammates and my friends. But this is also my family, the EAA. The EAA, through mentorship, has mentored me to be a performer through Charlie Hillard, through the Eagle Aerobatic Team, through the French Connections, through Danny Clissom, from Uncle Jimmy Mitting, and these are my true air show families. They mentored me to be an aerobatic performer, but more importantly, this family out there, the friends I met who aren't just airshow performers who come from all walks of life, but our metaphor is flight and what it means, has defined me as a human being, and that's this organization. That's this EAA. So let's hear it for the EAA. That's right, baby. You know, and what I mean by mentorship, they take ownership of you. And it doesn't matter your walk of life, whether you're rich or poor, if you have a passion and you're enamored by this notion of flight and how to push those boundaries, we'll help you get there. We'll help you get there. And I'm so very honored, so very humbled, and I promise you, this is the most significant award in my aviation career, and I'm very humbled. So thanks very much. God bless America, and God bless the EAA. Thank you.
Before Sean gets away, there's two questions. One people have asked me to ask you, and the other I'm going to ask anyway. Everybody wants to know, what does the D stand for?
My name is Sean Doherty Tucker. Mr. Doherty loaned my pop $10,000 to go to law school, so I got to be a Doherty.
Sean, you know, as we present this award, we highlighted the significance of what you've done on behalf of VA, on behalf of the aerobatic community, on behalf of aviation, because as everybody knows, air shows are the public relations arm on our behalf. You reach out to thousands and millions of people. Let me ask you, what A, what motivates you, and B, what is it like to step out in front of those crowds after you fly and feel the response?
I'm a really lucky guy. Because number one, through support, I get to live a dream, and the dream is flight and making designs in the sky. But I have an incredible joy when I'm in the cockpit. I feel in a state of grace. I mean, it's just the most delicious, electric feeling every time I go flying. I'll practice 750 times to 1,000 times this year for 18 air shows. It's hard work, but the state of grace that I get to be in, to be pushing boundaries, to forcing myself to be better than I was yesterday, and then also being humble enough to keep it on the safe side, because I've had my friends, and I don't think I'd be alive today If I hadn't had my friends, including Tom Poporesny, come up to me and say, back it off a little bit, because I'm a pretty excited guy. I like pushing it. And they said, back it off. The great Bob Hoover, who is one of the greatest DEA members we have, told me to back it off a little bit. And when I get done flying and I'm taxiing back, it's just so incredible. And I fly in front of about 6 million people a year. It's so incredible to see the joy, just the unbridled joy when I'm taxiing back, and of the little kids and the mom and pops, because they get it. The people still get what flying's all about. It represents so many things on so many levels, and the freedom and the courage it takes to fly, the passion it takes to sustain flight, and they live vicariously through us as performers. And now that I'm getting older, thank you, Tommy, for helping me get old. Now I got guys in the air. I got guys on the Blue Angel saying, Mr. Tucker. I never wanted to be called Mr. Tucker. Mr. Tucker, I remember seeing you, and I wanted to join the Navy. And, you know, I wanted to be Sean D forever, you know, but you have to grow up and take but truly, the grace you receive as a human being by having the privilege to be a performer is just incredible. And us, all of us as pilots, do this. And we don't even know it. People say, wow, you fly, you know. And what they're saying is, wow, you still dream. Wow, you get to touch the sky. Wow, I would like to do that. And I just love any chance I get to take somebody and let them push that envelope a little bit and let encourage them to touch their dreams. And that's what flying's all about. Flying's all about that. This quest is a lifelong quest to be a better aviator, but I think it's also a lifelong quest just to share the magic of the sky. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Tommy.